Hypocritical Hollywood hides from Hunter. Quick to condemn for lesser offenses, the woke left grants first son pass for the N-word. By Joel Brizzi, June 10th, 2021. We live in a culture in which texting racist things is more abominable than impregnating the widow of your dead brother, or having a crack addiction that leads to leaked videos of questionable sexual actions with Chinese prostitutes. However, some people are safe from repercussions from all of the above. Just ask Hunter Biden. On Tuesday, text messages were unearthed revealing the president's son using racist verbiage as he communicated with his white attorney, George Maseras. One cannot fail to notice the deafening silence from the woke Hollywood elite. The same people who would have gleefully, and rightly, excoriated Donald Trump Jr. if he had ever made such remarks, are blissfully unaware that the smartest man President Joe Biden has ever met, his son, has been caught using that ugliest of racial epithets. In calling his attorney the N-word and making a vague but pointed reference to Hennessy rates and suffering zero consequences, Hunter seems to be enjoying an extra special dose of white privilege. Bear in mind the way lesser mortals have witnessed the cancellation of their hard-won careers over similar offenses. When country music star Morgan Wallen was filmed using precisely the same slur while out with friends in February, his label instantly dropped him, and radio stations across the nation banned him from their airwaves, as did the Billboard Music Awards. Race car driver Kyle Larson was suspended indefinitely from NASCAR and lost all sponsors when the same ugly word squirted out during a virtual race last April. If there was ever an example of a system that protected a racist, the first son of the United States not being held accountable surely qualifies. Perhaps his time at Burisma gave him a special status to say whatever he wants without recourse. Maybe it's the fact that he is insulated by an activist media that protects progressives while serving as a bullhorn for the DNC. For the past year, we've seen nothing out of Hollywood except a preponderance of Black Lives Matter messaging. Whether it's Justin Timberlake providing bail money to rioters during the Black Lives Matter protests last year, or the Oscars announcing race requirements for nomination considerations, Hollywood is a nonstop race-obsessed community predominantly populated by rich white people. It seems appropriate to ask what black people think of all of this. While the Twitter and other social media accounts of Black Lives Matter LA are a ceaseless scrolling of calling out racism wherever they see it, it appears that Hunter's actions do not qualify for even a mention. Black Lives Matter LA ignored my request for comment when asked what they thought of Hunter Biden's scandalous texts. This is the same group that has pounced on anyone who doesn't fall perfectly in line with the critical race theory narrative now being propagated all over our country. Is there anyone in Hollywood who will have the courage to call Hunter Biden to account for his deeply disturbing language? Who is willing to face cancellation and lead Hollywood out of its inconsistent, hypocritical, and myopic existence? We already know the executives at Hollywood's largest production companies have sold their souls to the woke and are buying into critical race and gender theories. The higher-ups at Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon are more concerned with monetizing black voices than they are with actually helping the black community. One merely needs to spend 5 minutes scrolling their apps to see what they promote. However, there must be more actors, executives, and producers in Hollywood, as well as leaders in the greater Los Angeles area, who can take a page from Gina Carano, Kirstie Alley, and Caitlyn Jenner's book, and actually speak up. At Los Angeles' rate of self-cannibalization, what more do these people have to lose?
Audio Hoppa.